So in anticipation of Shabbos Shuva, we're going to study the Maharal in Nesiv HaTshuva, and the Maharal in Nesiv HaTshuva Perek Beis mentions the famous Pasuk, for which reason this is called Shabbos Shuva, from the Navi Hoshea, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. In these editions of the Nesiv Ha'Olam, it's in volume 2, in these editions of Nesiv Ha'Olam, Nesiv HaTshuva Perek Beis, on page Kuf Nun Gimel. Page Kuf Nun Gimel. On the right side, bottom of the column. V'amar Resh Lakish. This is in Seches Yoma, Daf Pei Vav. G'dol HaTshuva Shezidainos Nase Lehem Kishkagas. Tshuva is so powerful that when one does Tshuva, the intentional sins, those that are done with the worst of intentions, are turned into mere inadvertences. Shkagos, I didn't know, I forgot, it was an accident. And that's how it's treated. Shenema, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, you turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki chashalta ba'aveinecha, because you stumbled in sin. Now, to stumble means to take a misstep, not to go there intentionally. So it's turned an avon, which is an intentional evil, into a mere misstep. Avon meizidhu, v'kari le'michshol. Avon is hazadet, something done intentionally, and yet the pasuk itself calls it michshol, a misstep, a stumbling. So you see that once the person does tshuva, shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, once tshuva is accomplished, it'll be considered only kichashalta b'avinecha. Eini, Gemara asks, is it true that it's considered to be shgagos, as if they are inadvertences? V'hamar Resh Lakish g'del tshuva. The same Resh Lakish says tshuva is so great, shezadainos nasalahem kizichuyos, that which was done intentionally now is regarded as if it's a meritorious event. The person is granted merit somehow. Shenemar, ubeshuv rasha mirishasai, in Yecheskel Lamed Gimel, v'asa mishpat utzdaka, aleihem hu yichya. So now because of this he lives. Aleihem hu yichya. Based on the history, not just because of the tshuva, but based on the history of having done what he did, or she did, and then having accomplished tzedakah or mishpat, so aleihem yichya. Now for that you're granted life. Not because of what you were before you did the wrong deed, because of the fact that you've done tshuva, you're granted a whole new chiyus, a whole new life force is all about you and is going to propel you into a future. So now it's your merit that you have done and then done tshuva, merit that you've done wrong, merit that you've sinned but done tshuva. It's a zchus, yes, and we'll see why. But the contradiction is that first Resh Lakish is quoted as saying that it's going to be treated as an inadvertence. Now it's going to be as great as if you have a merit, as if it's meritorious.
So he doesn't mean that a life, meaning a new life, meaning to live, he meaning a new life, you're a new person, you're a new person.
And aleihem, and in the merit of all of that which you did, first wrong, and then tshuva, hu yichya. Because of that, you're going to live. Meaning that the fact that you did wrong is now a positive. Ke'ilu.
So he asks, but
it's contradictory. On the one hand, Resh Lakish said it's that the Zdainos are becoming like Shgagos. Now you're saying that the Zdainos are Kizruyos. So the answer is Loikasha.
Kan me'ahava, kan me'yira. Famously, the Gemara says, when someone does tshuva me'ahava, love of God propels the person, then there's dainai sanasalo kizchuyas. That means that the person has all of the merit. Almost ironically, that the person's in a better position than had he not sinned. In other words, he's in a positive position vis-a-vis where he was before the sin, because before the sin he may have just been in a mediocre state in his relationship with God. And now this person is so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's so bonded to the Almighty, that it's all better that he had this entire episode, the episode of the sin and then the tshuva. He's all better off, because that's what the Gdola Tshuva statement really is. That it's something that paradoxically makes a person come to a place where he was not even before the sin. That's Tshuva Me'ahava. Of course, there where a person turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and does tshuva out of awe and fear of God, and realizing that wrong is wrong, and I'd rather be right than wrong, I'd rather be on God's side than not, well, that's going to turn the zdonos into shigagos. They will be treated as they were mere inadvertences. So now we're going to look at both of these situations, tshuva meira, and how the zdonos are going to be regarded as if they are mere shgagos, and why, and then tshuva hava, and how that bond with love of God brings about that the entire process, sin and return, is putting the person in a better position than he ever was. Kilufi madregas umala satshuva shehushav el Hashem yisbarach, top of the second column on Kuf Nun Gimel. Depending on the virtue and the level of the tshuva, asher tshuva magas ad kisei hakavod. After all, tshuva is something that is of the highest spiritual order. Tshuva is something that is coming to bear upon the kisei hakavod. It's something that reaches up to the entire metaphysical universe. It is a rendering of the soul, therefore it reaches up to the highest metaphysical realm, the highest of the rikiyim of the heavens, up to the kisei hakavod. Ulefichach nechshav hachet shigaga. And so the chet is called a mere inadvertence. Daim milami, it's like someone, imagine a person who doesn't know, really doesn't know, as in the case of someone who might not know that something is usur. Then they find out. Now they have the chachma they need. So, lefi madrega elyona shekana. Now with this higher state that he has obtained wisdom, nikra mashin asa kaidim zeh she'asa bishgaga. So now you'll have to say, well, what he did before was completely inadvertent because he just didn't have the knowledge. Similarly, ki kasher hachoyte shav b'tshuva, when a person who was sinful returns in tshuva, misalek atzmoy min hamadrega hachomris, he removes himself from being merely base, physical, and material. Shehoya b'hachet, it is in that state of being base and material that he sinned. Umagia ad hamadrega hanivdelas. And now, with intellect, instead of emphasis and living in and for the physical and material, the person is changed. And the person, so to speak, has the faculties of the spiritual and the intellectual, where before they were not so developed. ומפני כך נחשב לו חטא מצד התשובה שאתה עומד בי שגגה. Like a person who didn't know and now has the chachma to know, a person who was bound to his physicality and bound to that which his physical desires propelled him or compelled him or her to do, now released from that and instead using the mind and the heart and living in that kind of space where that which is the physical desire is not what's moving the person, not what motivates the person, not what the person is all about. So then, like the person who gained wisdom, this person has gained this intelligence and this higher madrega, this spirituality, by which he no longer is interested in the sin. It's therefore like the person who didn't know and now knows. And when a person doesn't initially know and then only later knows, we say that's a shgaga. Similarly, when a person is bound by whatever physical needs and compelling circumstances, now frees himself from that and is using the intellect, is using the and living a life of more profound thinking with what is important on that this person's mind and on this person's heart. So now this person is not the same person and not living the same life. He has gained that which was missing in his life earlier, like the person who gained the chachma, which he didn't have earlier. So it's as if the zdeinais are shgokes. Mipnei kach nechshav lecheta'i mitzat etshuva sha'ata oimed boi shgoga. That which he is now accomplishing is as if what was past tense shgaga. Ki ashgaga hu mitzad ha-chaymer. The shgaga is because of chaymer, because of the material and physical sense of need, the yetzahara of the physical, asher mevatel hasichli, which doesn't allow for and kind of abrogates what otherwise would be hasichli, a life with thought and intelligence, and a life not of the physical, but of the intellectual and of the spiritual. That he's now gained. So what was before, when he has not had the life of sichli, we look at it and say, well, then he's a shoygeg, because he didn't have and wasn't living the life, and he hadn't developed, right, the proper seichel, proper mindset to know how to avoid the sin. Now he's gained that, and we look at it and say, well, then it's like a mere shgaga. Maksha, the question is, v'amar ashlakish gedel tshuva shezdonis nasaloi kizchuyos? But no, it's even better. Tshuva is possibly even more powerful than that. Didn't Resh Lakish himself say that the Zdonos are as if now a source of merit, the Metaritz, Loikasha, Hoshashav Me'ahava, Hoshashav Me'ira. Dovaze Inyan Amok Ma'oid. This is a very deep and profound concept. Ein Hashav Me'ahava, Eich Hashav Me'ahava, Na'asalo Hazidonos, Kemozichuyos. Now we have to turn to that possibility, that the Zdonos are somehow going to be treated as if a merit. He's much better off now than he was even before the sin. The person who has done tshuva, me'ahava, is so desired by Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so fond and so close to this person. Ki ein chidush im hatzadik shehu baal tzedek ba'atzmo shehu im Hashem Yisbarach. Nothing new and different if a righteous person remains righteous. Nothing has changed about this person. This person hasn't come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person hasn't changed himself or anything or anyone around him. There's nothing spiritually new or gained when this tzaddik remains in his tzidkus. Aval hachoyte, asher hu shav el Hashem Yisbarach. K'mayzeh shachote el Hashem Yisbarach v'kasher hu shav el Hashem Yisbarach. Tavazeh hu yaiser. Now that someone who had sinned has done tshuva, there's something new and something that the world sees coming into existence that wasn't there before. A person who was distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of his sin, like a person who's done sin, who's been far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uba ato lehistabik ba yisbarach, and now draws close to Hashem, ein safek shehadveikus hazeh hu yoser. This dveikus is yoser, meaning this person is bonded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than the tzaddik. Kimo shetire b'yisod ha'esh, the way you see in the element fire, kasher hu lamata, it burns wherever fire burns. Maybe it's all the way down at the ground at a campfire, and it shoots up into the air. Umis no'ah, it moves up lamala. That is because of the great natural bond of what Eish is. What is Eish? The fire is gas. It's the gases that are seeking to go up. They are lighter than air. And because of heat, so they're much lighter. And they go up. In other words, as they become less material, they become more drawn to what's on high. Ubevade darveze bishul goydel hadibuk shiyesh la'esh el hamalo. The element returns to where it comes from. And so it goes up higher to the atmosphere. That's where it has its sense of belonging. That's where it bonds. If it wouldn't be drawn to and really a part of what's in the higher realm, it wouldn't be drawn, it wouldn't go up that way. B'chei number b'medrash Tehillim kuf mem vav al hager, where it says v'haftam es hager ze shehniach mekamo u'beis avosa v'ba aleichem lehizgayer lehizdabek b'chem. Someone who's a ger, who's left his entire way of life, family, heritage, all to become a Jew, lehizdabek b'chem, to cling to God and to cling to Am Yisrael. V'avta es hager, you have to love the ger, because this ger has shown so much love for you. He's coming from so far away. When someone comes from far away, they've made a greater effort in order to bond with you. They're making much more of a effort to bond. They're putting up substance with which to become part of you and be with you, the likes of which don't happen when you're born naturally into a culture, people, nation. And so that's why you'll find so many times, whether it's Bali Tshuva or a Ger, having so much more of a active and passionate sense of the spiritual bond of their clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elsewhere, the Maral points out that, you know, sometimes two brothers, they love each other, but you see, sometimes great friends are much closer than brothers are. Why is that? Because brothers are just brothers by biological circumstance. Friends, however, become friends because they have come with various appreciation and various personality facets to appreciate, to give and take and share. They've worked to create a relationship. And they've contributed each to the relationship. And so they've made great efforts. There's tremendous investment. And so there's so much more caring that there can be in that friendship, more so even than between brothers or sisters. And so it says in Yeshayahu, Shalom, Shalom, L'rachoik v'lakarov. Shalom, Shalom, peace, peace to those who are afar and those who are near. Wait a minute, why don't you first say those who are near? Because that, you know, if you say Shalom, wouldn't it be to those who are closer before they are able to reach out, before you're able to reach out to those who are farther away? No. Klemer, Hashalom, hu hadibuk shenoisein le'echod, or excuse me, le'acher, v'hu yoiser el oisei shebo mirochek. Shalom, the bond of peace, all of that love and caring, when it's someone who's farther away, it's much more powerful. It needs to be. V'hadr l'karav. And then, after shalom l'rachayk, next is shalom l'karav. Because the power in the shalom extended for the sake of the rachok, if that rachok is coming in spite of being so far away, that means there's a huge amount of energy being invested. So, you know, if you want to reach outer space, you're putting out a rocket that's got thrust the likes of which no airplane, no jet engine would even have, because you're reaching out of this planet and out into a realm that's rachok, that's so far away, to blast off and into that other realm that's rachok requires much more. It's much more powerful. And so the clinging and the bond of one who's come from far, who, because he was a chayte, and now with great love charges back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's tshuva me'ahava, and that's far more powerful than tshuva me'ira, and puts the person into a relationship with a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the likes of which only he, because he's a bal tshuva, has. So ironically, the person who was not far away is very, very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's something about one who was far away that binds him and that causes him to have a certain nature of a clinging to God that's uniquely his because he was far away. The one who was closer doesn't manifest as openly and as obvious nor as powerful a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the person is working so hard to purify his soul and to cleanse himself completely, kasher shav b'tshuva, when he does tshuva. Because of this great effort, and because of the force behind it, which is the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then this is such a beautiful and such a great contribution to the relationship of man and God. The man-God relationship is so much more enhanced and is so beautified by this new relationship, newly gained bond of this Baal Tshuva and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's a schus. Ki hazadon shehu arochek be'atzmoy shehisrachek, one who was far away, u'ba'al Hashem yisparach, mayreze al hadivuk hagomur bo yisparach. It shows tremendous bonding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'bezez dainus shalei na'asim zechuyes. And so, the Zedainis are kizchuyais, that which was so awful, now, because the rebound is so much more powerful than it would be even if it would have been done tshuva of Yirub, more powerful than the efforts that might be made on a daily basis by a tzaddik to be close to Hashem. This person's effort to be close to Hashem, this person's boundless love that propels him to get rid of all of that which had been those zedonos, and to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be a completely different soul-filled Jew. That's schus. Ulekach omer davka sheshov me'ahava ki adivuk bo yisbarach kidetziv la'ahava seshem ulekach uledavka boi. That's the relationship. You love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have Uladav Kabay. You're able to cling to Him. You are bound up with Him. V'hadveikus bo yisbarach u'mitzad hazachus hagomer shaboy. It's because of this purity that causes Him to have such an affinity and such closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was drawn to low and to the lowliness of Chet, and now instead this person wants just to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just to be, so to speak, in a relationship with Hashem where only Hashem matters, and all that before was seemingly important is no longer of interest at all. This person is clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so. V'lekach zdonos shelo nasim kizchiyos shehatshuva me'ahava meira al goydel hadibuk boi yisparach. Because it's tshuva me'ahava, he's showing such a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the likes of which only he, coming from far, is able to create. Created because it had to be so powerful in order to change the whole personality of the person, the whole response set of the person, the whole way of thinking, feeling, caring. All of these are now so powerfully aimed at HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. This person has not completely rejected and has not completely left behind and has not, you know, completely absolved and dissociated himself from the nature that was his nature before. He has rather chosen a path of action that's to protect himself, but he has not altered himself to the degree that he has taken off and lifted himself up and away from the entire nature of man that could make the mistakes he made earlier. The person who is Shav Me'ahava has completely removed himself from the lowly state and from the lowly, heavy, earthy powers that caused him to do whatever chet he did. Now that this person who is using his better faculties, his intelligence, to choose correctly to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so of course now those mistakes are looked upon as mere shgagos, because he wasn't using his faculty, he didn't develop his intelligence the way he now has developed intelligence and insight and the right mind and heart. So we look back and say he was missing the right mind and heart, so we'll deem that which he did an inadvertence. It's a shgaga. But the person who is shav me ahava, person who is shav me ahava, has left all of that which ever compelled him or brought him to do an avera behind, and he leaves it behind by the force of how much he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the very opposite of all of that lowliness. So he's left all the lowliness behind, and he's surging up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's what's real, that's what's emes, and that's who he now is. Where what was before was lowliness, where he now realizes there is no value, and where God is absent. And so he surges with love toward Hashem, and now therefore it's kizchuyas. It's not merely that he didn't have certain qualities and he didn't gain certain qualities so that we will consider what he had done shgaga. It's more than that. He has left everything that was bereft of the presence of God behind, and has surged toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of love for Hashem. That bond which he now therefore establishes is something that is even greater than the bond that a tzaddik maintains. Shalom l'arachayk, and then v'lakarayf. And so the Baal Tshuva, who returns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of this love of Hashem, and finding Hashem, and clinging to Hashem, is much greater than one who is merely shoved out of awe and fear, out of yira. And in the case of the Shav Me'ahava, then this entire episode, the chet followed by the tshuva, is actually a zchus. And this is a person with now gained status and merit greater than the state of this person before the chet, because of the relationship forged me ahava with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's in a better position, in a sense, even than he was before, and better even than the tzaddik. As Chazal say, that b'makom she'bal tshuva b'al tshuva aimdim tzdikim gemurim einim nechalim lamed, that there's a status that tshuva and a Baal Tshuva is able to attain that's greater, in a sense, that's of greater spiritual might than those most righteous amongst us. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us, all of us, do tshuva meyira, and even emir tzashem tshuva me'ahava. And that all of that which was in the past should not only be considered merely a mistake, an inadvertence, Let it be tshuva ma'ahava. Everything should become accounted toward our zechuyos, our great merit.